There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, I'm back. My goodness. All right. Wow. All right. There we go. I told you folks in the first hour, we're just working on getting things going here. Look at, I've got David, and he's, so I changed my settings last night, and actually it is, it's a better picture. I went to 1980 by 1280 or something like that. Anyway, it's a more, and so it does look sharper, for as much as this can look sharper. but when I came back, so everything's kind of shrunk, and then you've got to expand it so that it fills the screen again. So making some adjustments. So let me see now how that looks. Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody looks peachy. Hi, David. Welcome.
What's going on, my brother? How are you?
You know, just grinding.
Technology is our friend, right?
Well,
we don't need, like, producers for all that, just to turn these things on and off, do we?
No. It's just a real simple thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Yeah. So, happy new year to you.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And welcome. So let me, okay. So wait, no.
There. Get this all party right. Started right.
Yeah. So, well, at least they know who you are. Got your name's there in bloodyhill.com. So we also want to get you over to stophate.com as well, folks, because you can from there get to all of the information on all of, you know, what's going on with J6. And by the way, and this, I want to bring this in today because it was, I had a conversation with a guy named Dr. David Simone yesterday. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay. And so, you know, we went ahead. I wasn't planning on this, but we went ahead and talked about the mercury and all that kind of stuff that he's, you know, really been focusing on. But then we also talked about J6 a bit.
Wow.
And he talked about Paul Gosar's electoral campaign complaint signed by 60 members of the House that Ted Cruz signed. And that they were actually in debate in separate chambers and getting ready to kick the Arizona results back to Arizona. And then they were going to go on to the other, as I understand it, the other five states and go through those and debate on those when the provocateurs took their action and stopped the process.
Kind of funny how that happens, isn't it? The just random timing of events. And then when they came back into the chambers, they said, you know what? Since they did that, we're just not going to object to these things. Just run it through.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, yeah, it is exactly what happened. And you have to think, you know, that was the thing. And I think he, you know, that his point was, now his suggestion was, is that what President Trump should have done was, because all of that was on C-SPAN, was to put that up on the monitors behind him and play C-SPAN, showing them debating, sending it back to Arizona, and then commentated on it from the ellipse.
Wow.
Because imagine the inertia, the cheering of the crowd, right? And they would have stayed. None of them would have gone to the Capitol. They would have stayed there and watched as the Senate and the House debated each one of those states.
That's right.
And potentially sent all six of them back to their legislatures and said, try again. Well, we think there's an issue.
And if that didn't work, then he could say, let's run down to the Capitol, go. And then we could race down there.
Sure. Absolutely. If that didn't work. And think about what that would have done, too. You know, I mean, you and I both like Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I think, you know, a little bit more than I like Democrats. Straight up Democrats.
Okay. So, but my point is that Ted's the guy that signed that. He was the only senator that signed it.
Very strange.
That would have been a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was a good thing for Texas.
Yeah. There's a couple of different angles, you know, and I don't think we've even explored all of them. You know, I talk about Pence a lot of times and people just instantly draw up, you know, and they don't want to hear anything. But I was reading Trump's tweet yesterday and just the wording on the stuff about how he does things. You know, it's kind of like the telegraphing of their moves or whatnot. I just want to know if Pence had not certified the crime, it wouldn't have been a crime, would it? So we wouldn't really have anything on them. There would have been no, it's like if you say you're going to murder somebody but don't do it, you know, if you murder somebody you're in huge trouble, but if you say you're going to do it and don't, there is a difference. And man, I still can't wrap my head around that, to think that Pence is the total bad guy. I kind of think that he had to do what he did to seal the deal. I kind of think that if they had kicked it back to the states could have said, look, to keep the peace, we're just going to vote Biden in. Because if we reinstate Trump, there's going to be a civil war. We're going to do what we need to do. That's what they wanted in the first place. It would have been a great excuse just to put Biden in. And then this game would have been over. There would have been no legal recourse. But as it stands, there's no statute of limitations on this election if there's fraud. So it's almost as if they had to do this to get the charges, to let them accomplish their goal of committing the crime and not just talking about it. And now it's kind of like we've got them where we want them. But I don't see the end game. I don't see the follow through. I don't see how that setup teed it off. You know, I don't see how we're winning from that yet. And that's frustrating. And I know it's, you know, the longer we wait, every single day we find more people that are not on our side.
Well,
it's kind of handy knowledge. Yeah,
I was sharing in the last half hour a little bit too about how there's the long range when you take what we just discussed into consideration too. Mm-hmm. You know, I had Michelle Swinnig was on talking about, you know, some of the investigation that they have done on the individuals, the people running the elections in Maricopa County, as an example.
Yeah.
The person running the elections in Maricopa County, and I don't remember the exact position, folks, you can go back and look at the tape to listen to what that is, but they were in a very high level, prestigious government job, federal, at the federal level, two years ago. And they left that job to go to little Maricopa County to run the elections in Maricopa County. And you think, why would you leave an organization where you're overseeing, I don't know what, it was big. It was a big deal as like a deputy director or whatever. But why would you leave that kind of a prestigious position to take a little podunk position down here, except that you're part of the mechanism?
That's right.
And they knew, because I mean that's what happened in that chamber, is they're negotiating this and it's going to go back, because I've talked to Randy Poland quite a bit, okay, I've talked to Jeff Zink quite a bit about what's going on, and he's worked with Kerry and their campaign, Kerry Lake, And Zink has been telling me for the past couple of years now what, you know, about the corruption that was going on in Arizona. But there was a will in Arizona to recognize that and do something about it. And right, they're on the verge of decertifying their election. There's been that conversation at a certain level.
Yeah.
And so I have to believe that there was a fear in Washington 2 years ago. This is going away. We don't want it to go. If it ends up, Pennsylvania has talked about decertification. Michigan has talked about decertification. I believe Wisconsin has talked about decertification. And then Arizona. That's 4 out of 6.
Brother, I just need one.
Oh, I understand. I understand. No. Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason is, if we can show that there was any fraud, proof beyond a shadow of a doubt, all the people that went on January 6th were justified to be there.
Sure.
And they, you know, this is the thing that's
getting me. I got you.
These people are all politicians, you know, and man, I gave a speech with a guy on Saturday. I'm not going to call him out by name, but he's a politician, got up there and, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm going to open investigations, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I just got up there and said, I am so sick of politicians, man. It's been 2 years. Let my people go. You know, there's no excuse to keep them any longer. It's been 2 years. None of them did anything that would be worth that. They have not had their day in court yet. And these politicians are milking it just like the election, bro. They're just milking it, man. They're trying to get their points. They're trying to sell their books, all at the expense of our J6ers, in my opinion. And it's no different than the election. It's the same. It's the same as a budget.
Yeah.
It's the same as the border. It's the same as the Ukraine.
Well, it's the same as it's the same as the Speaker of the House and everything that went through. And now we've got the new rules. I've got to read through that, but something that popped up in my thought process with the new rules, because according to the new rules, now one member of the House can make the challenge that could cause the Speaker to have to, I guess, abdicate their role or what have you. Maybe you've read this and so you can answer this for me. But my question is that one person only a Republican, or can that one person be a Democrat?
Yeah, see, that'd be a great story, because then they could just do it all the time just for fun, right?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, right? I mean, if you Have you depleted the authority of the Speaker of the House only within the caucus so that we have some controls, which I think is a good thing because we've watched. I mean, we're getting ready. That debate's going to happen today in Texas, in Austin, and Dade the felon is getting ready once again to give 13 enemies of the state of Texas chair positions, the same 13 that flew to Washington, D.C. and held the state of Texas captive 2 years ago. And you know, I mean... That is, in my opinion, that is a treasonous act towards the state of Texas to do that.
There's a lot of that going on. There's no respect. I miss Texas when they were awesome. You know, I live here, bro. So you
well,
know,
I do too.
I miss the days that you know, we wouldn't see Beto on the ballot. You know, that was the thing during the governor race that people kept saying, "Oh, we would never allow Beto to be governor." Dude, y'all allowed him on the ballot. That doesn't get much closer than that. And if you're all up in arms about that would never happen, how'd you let him get on our ballot? So there's some control issues that the people have because we don't have control.
Right.
And that's becoming more and more obvious every single day.
Got to take a break. We'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this with David Summerall, StopHate.com. StopHate.com. Check it out.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is David Summerall. And stophate.com. So we were getting into, you know, the conversation, and you were talking about, you know, what politicians promise, and we're talking about some of the strategies associated with this. And I was bringing up what I had shared in the previous hour about, you know, where Arizona was at and the need. I mean, I believe that they, number one, they pushed the button, made a phone call, whatever they did, but they said to those provocateurs, and it's interesting, my a friend of mine, Justin Carpenter, who is a pastor here in the Hill Country, a friend of his, Justin wasn't there, but a friend of his messaged him from his hotel the night before. And he said, hey, man, he said, so we're out, you know, we were out, you know, just kind of walking around, what have you. And we came on this area about a block from the Capitol. And there are knives and bricks and weaponry and black helmets and all kinds of gear. Like, they're staging for something for tomorrow. And, you know, and he said, and there, you know, we kind of scooted by because there were, like, you know, Antifa looking, you know, folk that were, you know, kind of guarding the area, so to speak. But he was like, you know, this stuff, they staged this. This was a staged event. Now, we know there were government agents that were affiliated with this. How far that goes, to what level that goes. I mean, look at, you know, the Twitter stuff. And I get Matt Taibbi's emails now. I'm on his email list. He's the guy that broke that story, the Twitter story. But he just sent out a thing because apparently it's not gonna let me show it here. Maybe it's over here. Hang on. I got two emails, might be in this other batch. But he had written about how the mainstream media now is just really going after him. And okay, yeah, here it is. So MSNBC and the authoritarian. So a brief list of talking heads of the network now claiming that people like him, Glenn Greenwald, Tulsi Gabbard, and Jimmy Dore are the ones guilty of funneling audiences to authoritarianism. John Brennan, Frank Fisgliozzi, Asha Rangappa, Nicole Wallace, Jeremy Bash, Clint Watts, Chuck Rosenberg, Nair Hogg, Richard Painter, Neil Keitel, Ben Rhodes, Barry McCaffrey, Stephen Twitty, Joyce Vance, Barbara McQuaid, Glenn Kirshner. I mean, talk about a hit parade.
Wow.
John Brennan was directly responsible for Russiagate.
Yeah.
He ran that as a CIA op. He was also involved in helping Snowden. Now, the Snowden thing backfired on them, in my opinion, because what Snowden revealed was exactly, and a lot of people don't know this history. I've talked about it a few times on the program, but John O'Connor has written a book. John O'Connor was the attorney that represented the FBI deputy director, what have you, that busted Bill Ayers and what's the woman? His female accomplice.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but he's the one that put them behind bars, and the Jimmy Carter Department of Justice prosecuted him for prosecuting them.
Yeah, you know, it's real funny how that works every single time. I was watching one yesterday, 6 years old, and they're talking about how the Patriot Act wasn't constructed for the way it was used. And then the court can come back, or the Congress can go back and say, oh, yeah, that's what we meant. You know, and that they're putting people. That was 6 years ago, people. The writing has been on the wall. We've neglected to read it.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to play catch up on our homework, and it's not looking too good.
All right. Quick break again. We'll be right back after this. We've got a whole nother half hour coming up with David right here on Chosen Generation Radio.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm telling you, the more you dig into this, the more you understand how deep this goes. And you said it, David, just a few minutes ago. You said, you know, the further we go, the more we find out who the bad guys are, that the people that we didn't realize. I was just talking to you about John O'Connor is an attorney who has written about the mysteries of Watergate and how the Washington Post betrayed Deep Throat, covered up Watergate, and began today's partisan advocacy. He and I had a great conversation here on the program a couple of months ago going into some things about Watergate that I didn't even know. And my corporate attorney, back when I had all my businesses back in California, actually did his legal thesis on Watergate, on the break-in, and on, you know, and he was like, you know, the whole thing was blown out of proportion. It was a hit job. Nixon didn't know, and Ehrlichman and Hardiman got played. Well, they did, and then O'Connor just put those pieces in place for me. It was the CIA. It was a CIA op in order to get domestic approval to run a prostitution ring where they were drugging foreigners, foreign diplomats, and so on, and some average Americans to see how they could use the drugs to control people.
That's amazing, isn't it? Wow, what kind of world do we live in these days where they do all these experiments on us and don't tell us about it?
Yeah,
that's eerily familiar.
Yeah,
they never have a good outcome. They never have good intentions. They never have our best interest at heart. That's what I don't understand, is why we keep doing that insane thing of over and over and over again when these people don't have our, not just best interest, our health and our survival. They just don't seem to matter to them. You know, the positions they put us in. Man, I tell you what, that is a very scary thing. And I just sent you a video a minute ago. I think you're really gonna enjoy it. It kind of goes over those same things from a historical perspective. This is nothing new, folks. We're just a little more technologically able to catch them quicker or see what's going on or more eyes on it. I don't know what it is, but we see what they're doing. We see January 6th is a big setup. We got the big Proud Boys trial today. I'm excited to see if they show up. You know, that would be really good if they didn't. What if they just didn't show up today? What if they just said, hey, judge, be right there, and didn't show up? I think that would be great. Make the marshals go get them, and just, you know, that's the equivalent of taking a knee during the national anthem, right? Let's just have us a petition, a little moment to where they just make the judge wait on them a little. I just think that'd be great. There's not much else they can do. You know, the judge is trying to get rid of all their attorneys. How is that fair to say, yeah, you can come bring your attorney, but then when your attorney gets here, yeah, he can't be your attorney. I don't understand, other than maybe the government doesn't want all this stuff getting out so fast. Maybe they need to wait 30 or 40 years before people find out what they did, and it's not going to work out for them.
That's just nuts.
It is. But look at JFK.
Yeah.
We just learn what we learn.
I think part of the problem, and this goes to the church, and Pastor Steve Say and I are going to talk some about this on Friday, but part of the problem is, you know, the church has taught, I mean, we have this idea, this concept, where we try to, and it's good to a point. We want to try to look and see the good in people.
That's right.
And I think there's, but here's the thing. What we actually should do is love the creation through the eyes of the Creator. Now, listen to what I'm about to say, because this is very, very critical to understand. God loves all of his creation, every person. That doesn't mean they're saved, and that doesn't mean that he puts a stamp of approval on their behavior.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. He loves them enough to have sent his son, Jesus Christ, to confront the issue of their sin and present the solution. Mm-hmm. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 16:25. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his hearts was only evil continually.
Wow. Continually. That's some deep stuff, brother. You mean to tell me that I can be doing what I think is the right thing and it could get me killed?
Worse than, because the Word of God also says this, fear not him who can take your physical life, but fear him who can damn you to hell.
Wow. That's an amazing thing.
Fear not him who can take your physical, extinguish, quote unquote, your physical life.
That's right.
But fear him who can damn you to hell.
That's an amazing thing.
That's
a heck of a statement.
Woof.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our problem is that we make the assumption, and I learned a long time ago, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. But assumption is to make an ass of you and me.
That's how you spell it, A-S-S-U-M-E. That's it.
Okay. It's to make an ass of you and of me.
Mm-hmm. Assume.
We assume that someone is good. Jesus Christ himself answers that question. They came to him one time and said, good teacher. And he said, stop right there. Don't even call me good. There's only one that's good. That's my Father. There was a purpose in that. The purpose in that was to understand that men, humans in the flesh, don't have good inherently in them. Period. Created in his image with a nature that has been penetrated and corrupted by sin.
See, I love this whole conversation, brother, because this should show the world that I deserve extra bonus points for being so nice all the time. So it's not even our nature. It's not even our nature. I have to try extra hard, people, because it would be so much easier just to do the slash and burn thing, brother. It really would. And it's hard to love people, but it's like your kids. You're going to love them even when they mess up. You know, that's your kids. That's your family. That's your little creations. And it's kind of the same thing. It's amazing to think of it like that, brother.
Well, and again, we love through the eyes of God. The Word even tells us that we're not to rejoice when the evil perish.
That's right. That's right.
Even though we're you know, we want to, and to, you know, overcoming evil. That's, yes, we celebrate overcoming, you know, wickedness, sure, and overcoming evil and throwing off the bands of, you know, of evil oppression. I mean, those are all things that are worthy of some celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But we also mourn the loss of the souls, because every soul is created in the image of God, and therefore that is a soul that is potentially lost for eternity.
That's right.
And that's sad.
That's very tragic. We look at war and we think the same thing. You know, I don't want a civil war. I don't want to kill people and rob them of their chance for salvation just because they weren't there yet. Yeah. You know, just because they didn't have enough time. It might have been next week or next month or next year.
Right.
People don't understand that. I don't think that's really a concept that people plug into very often.
And then on the other hand, there is a justification for certain warfare, mm-hmm, even in the physical.
That's right.
When you have an evil army and you have evil going on, we have a responsibility. I mean, look what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Nigeria as an example.
Mm.
You know, young girls that are being taken in and made sex slaves and passed around the village from man to man every day. Being raped simply because they're Christian and they won't renounce their faith.
Mm. Mm.
You know, you go in. I mean, I you know, one of my favorite kind of subculture movies is The Machine Gun Preacher.
Oh, it's a good show, man. It's a good show.
You know, I mean, look, you know, he was battling a very evil element,
yeah,
that was, you know, I mean, they would find graves of, you know, kids' bodies piled in open ditches.
Mm.
This guy was sick, disgusting. And sometimes the only way you rid the world of that kind of evil is in a war.
Yeah. Sad, but true.
You know, the Nazi machine.
Oh, we can go back and read some Psalms and see what David asked God to do to his enemies.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is where we are. I was at an event last Saturday, and Trentus Evans, my buddy, got up and he said, "Oh, we're going to pray after this." And he prayed that his enemies would be sent to the hereafter post haste. Amen. I don't know that there's anything wrong with that, though, brother.
Yep.
You know, you wish for their salvation, but if it's not going to come, and I think as a society, man, we bought all that teaching tolerance. Oh, but you know, it's okay. They just don't understand yet, or we're going to turn the other cheek. Ad nauseum, and you know, unfortunately, I don't think that's really what we're supposed to do in that way. And all this judge not, it doesn't really say the things that we've been led to believe that it says about how we conduct our lives and how we live for the King.
It's why we have to get in the words also to understand situationally those questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what comes to mind also for me is the five missionaries that went down to Ecuador in the 1950s that were murdered.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and I've talked to Steve Saint. I actually was when they did The End of the Spear, I helped to promote that film.
Wow.
And you know, what they did as a family to go in amongst those people, and the man that actually killed Steve Saint's dad is referred to as grandfather by Steve Saint's children.
Wow. Golly, man.
Now understand too that this is a situation where they, you know, this was a tribe that was also murdering itself.
Yeah.
That was their mode of operandi, okay? But they experienced, and Steve Saint's dad was asked by Steve, will you use the gun that you've taken? Will you kill them if they attack you? And he said, no. And he said, the reason is because I know that I'm ready and they're not.
Wow. Mm.
Now, I firmly believe that that is a missionary experience, and that there are variables that are different from the war that we were in World War II, or, you know what I'm saying, the Revolutionary War. There are differences, because and it would take some time to go into trying to explain some of that, but part of that, for example, in the Revolutionary War, you had individuals that knew the truth.
Oh yeah. You really did.
They weren't ignorant of it. They knew what they were doing, and they knew that they were oppressing the people, and they were following a king who had declared himself to be a deity.
Yeah.
And the question being asked by the Puritans and the preachers, which is why our ministers, the Black Robe Regiment, went to war, mm-hmm. were saying, who's going to be the king? And they were working to restore the kingdom of God and to undo even all the way back, because Israel was the last nation to fall to the concept of king and authoritarianism. That was why they asked for a king, because all of the neighboring countries around them all had kings, and they wanted to be like them instead of allowing God to continue to rule and reign. They sold themselves out to a king, and God told them in 1 Samuel 8 and 9 what would happen to them if they did that. And the Americans who led the revolution said, you know what? We understand the word now. We're not supposed to be under a king. We're supposed to be under God directly. And that's where we want to be. And to them, it was worth laying down their lives for, as it should have been.
Yeah.
We got to take our quick break. More with my good friend David Summerall coming up right after this brief break.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
See, there we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You know, we're talking about this, David, as I was kind of running down some of this history and again reemphasizing how important it is to understand that our founding fathers were saying, look, we're no longer going to make the king the number one guy. We're going to make God the number one guy again. We're going to restore what God intended and how he set up and structured Israel to begin with. And here's something else, because, you know, I read some verses about the evilness in the heart of man. And the ones I previously read, I read out of Jeremiah, I read out of Proverbs, I read out of Genesis. And so someone might say, well, yeah, but, you know, Pastor, we are in the New Testament, you know. We are, you know, Jesus. Okay, so here's what Jesus says in Mark chapter 7. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and they defile a person.
Wow. That's New Testament.
That's New Testament. Now, look, the point of it isn't to tell you how horrible you are or how horrible your neighbor is, but it is to give the recognition. This is the nature that Christ Jesus came to confront and to give us victory over. And all of us started out in that place. And it's only by surrendering and allowing ourselves to be crucified with Christ, killing the old man, so we can become a new creation, that we can stop that. And as long as we keep bending to the idea that the guy who hasn't made that affirmation, and not just made the affirmation, but is not willing to live that out, is anything other than what I just read, is to our detriment and to their detriment and to the detriment of society as a whole.
Doesn't get any closer to the truth than that, brother. I mean, and where do you stop the bleeding? How do you stop the hemorrhaging? Where do you start to stop? And that's what we need a lesson in. That's exactly right.
At the cross.
Top with God. That's where you got to go, to the cross, and leave it all there and leave the old man. That whole water grave song came to mind when you were talking about that. You know, in my house, there's been a mercy killing. The man I used to be has been crucified. That's death.
Yeah.
That's death.
And here's the thing to understand. You know, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force.
That's right.
There has to be a death in your life in order for you to live with Christ.
That's amazing.
There was a season, and it took root, but there was a season where it was all about, well, you know, let the blood wash over you and clean you, and he'll just clean you up. And he does. But the washing away of that sin happens when you're on the cross dying.
That's right. Yeah, I think as Paul said, he dies daily. Is that right? I mean, this is what we have to do. It's our nature. You know, when somebody says, look, that's a snake, and there's a good chance that that snake's going to bite you, you don't go wrap it around your neck, do you?
Well, because some people do. Some people do.
Some people might. But see, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's such an individual journey as well. And that's why.
But I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't force anybody. I can't twist their arm. I can't explain it. When they're ready, you know, it's about planting seeds and harvesting it. There's different places in that journey for everyone. Yeah. But we all have to work together.
Amen. All right. Real quick, closing out. You were talking about the Proud Boy trial that's going on right now. It's supposed to happen today.
Yeah, it's starting today. Supposedly the jury selection, all that stuff. So they're ready to get this show on the road.
And they're trying to get rid of their attorneys?
Yeah. They're trying to get Norm Pattis off the case. They're trying to get Roger Root off the case. These judges, this is typical. You know, they're not out for our best interest in these courtrooms, and people need to put their awareness on.
So what are they doing to run them off the case? They're telling them they can't enter pleadings?
Oh, they're bringing up, you know, law license and issues and other, you know, Norm Pattis was with Alex Jones. So they're trying to say, well, you did this and did that. It's just all the same stuff. It's like January 6th. Oh, you people went and did bad things. No, that's not true, but you're going to say it anyway. I mean, however that works. And, you know, it's just sad that you get all the way to court after 2 years and you've got your attorneys lined up. And then the judge says, well, he didn't have a license here, or he didn't have a license there, or these people can't do that. And it's really ignorant reasons. I mean, just getting someone to cover these cases as an attorney is hard enough.
Absolutely.
Please don't chase them off. Please don't chase them off. We need the help, you know, and that doesn't give you a fair shot or a fair shake in court either. And, you know, I think there's such a bias here. I hope this Proud Boys trial really shows the nation what's going on in our community. What really happened.
Right.
Yeah.
The real evidence and that they allow all the evidence to be brought forward, the video evidence and so on. That's going to actually indicate what really took place on that day and who actually did what.
That's right. That's right. And listen, if you want details on that, go to StopHate.com. Look at the book link, the American Gulag Chronicles. That's those guys' stories from their hand. That's the best way to get an understanding of what happened that day and not have the media spin or the politician spin or the judge spin, just their words. And it's a good fundraiser for the guys and a great awareness tool.
The American Gulag Chronicles. It's right behind you there. The American Gulag Chronicles. And you can pick that up at StopHate.com. StopHate.com. And there, folks, there's a lot of information. Irrespective of, you know, again, you had the real provocateurs. Yeah. We've established that in the storyline today. We have what was going on the inside, which was what we wanted to go on, which was the debate, which is the reason that they kicked all of this off to stop all of that. And then we have a lot of these individuals that have been caught up because they had to blame somebody, they had to point a finger, and they had to get America to look at certain individuals as the bad guys in order to cover up the grander issue of what they actually did, which was steal an election. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Ken Thornburg joins me on the other side. Why, as believers, must we get engaged and involved? We'll talk about the different camps and why we've got to get in there and fight. God bless you, David. I greatly appreciate it. I'll be back with more coming up right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.